So I encourage you to, again, just close your eyes and picture that door in your spirit. Think about Jesus knocking on the door. Think about that door handle and make a choice to open that door. If you've never opened that door to Jesus into your life, you can do that today by just inviting the presence of God to come in to your life as you surrender your life to Him. But all of us who have God living in us can hear His voice, open the door, and invite Him in. Just welcome His presence as you reach out and open that door. Just sense Him coming into and surrounding you, Father, Son, and Spirit. The river of life flowing from under that over that threshold of the door. Flowing through your spirit gates. Just feel His presence. Just sense what it's like to feel love, to be affirmed, to be accepted, to be approved of, to be appreciated, to be affirmed in who you are as a son of God. So just spend a few moments just enjoying the wonderful presence of God within, that peace, that joy, that life, that love, that overflow of abundance. Some of you may just want to stay in that place. You may just want to stay in that place of intimacy and wondrous love. If you've not spent a lot of time there, feel free just to enjoy the river of life and to drink that living water and to feel the vibrancy and the energy of the Holy Spirit. For those of you who want to just begin to engage deeper, just ask Jesus to take you by the hand and to go through your spirit gates. Invite the spirit of the river of life just to flow through those gates. And as you go through the gateway, and you may feel led to go through a particular gate, then just flow with that. Then just begin to engage one of your soul gates. Ask Jesus to stand with you and look at that gate. Sense. You may get a perception or a feeling. You may get an impression, or you may just see it as a picture, an image. Just look at that gate. See if it's barred, locked, blocked. Would you feel you can open it? Just look. You may want to go and look at the various gates. But if you feel that you can open that gate, again, choose by faith to reach out, open that gate, and stand in the gateway, on the threshold, that place of transaction where your spirit and the Holy Spirit can flow. Just ask Jesus for revelation of what that gate is. How does it function? You can invite the river of life. You can invite the fire of God's glory to flow through, to purify that gate, to cleanse it, to wash it. If you sense that there's iniquity in the gate, then let the fire of God burn it up as you get revelation of what that is. You may just want to engage that and spend some time there. For those of you who've practiced this a lot, you may want to draw from one of the gates of your spirit to touch one of your soul gates. Maybe reverence, to touch your conscience gate, to see what it feels like. Maybe revelation to your reason or imagination gate. Maybe your faith gate, to touch your will gate. Yeah, just practice being familiar, knowing yourself, understanding how God wired you up, how the gates work within you, how they work together in cooperation, how life can flow through you. Just practice that. Just remember, you have a free will to choose. You have free will each day to open that gate and engage with the presence of God. You have free will to reckon yourself dead to sin and alive to God. You have free will to choose to follow the path that leads to life. You have free will to choose to follow God, to choose life. Make that choice a positive choice. And if there are things that you find in your soul gates that are hindrances and blockages to that choice, then you can yield and surrender to the presence of God, the water of life cleansing, the fire of God's presence purifying and refining. You can deal with the familiar spirits, but make that choice to follow the right path day after day and see transformation and confirmation into the image of who God created you to be.